In Oakland, special education teachers and their classrooms are possibly facing big changes. Just last week, tensions were running high at an Oakland school board meeting with protests over Superintendent Antoine Wilson's proposal to move special ed students into general education classrooms. About 10% of all California students are enrolled in some kind of special ed program. We're looking at how some of them get their education by stepping into a classroom.
Yo, think of something that just doesn't exist to say why not?
This song is part of an East Oakland teacher's vocabulary lesson for her class at Elmhurst Community Prep School. In 2013, reporter Christine Stelakis joined special ed teacher Stevie Evans, who, after finishing her flowcabulary lesson, shared her story with us.
Stevie Evans has been a special education teacher for 4 years.
I feel like when I first started this job, I was just thrown into the lion's den. They're just like, all right. I mean, I came into teaching through Teach for America, and they really prepare you well for teaching. For a special day class, I don't know if anyone could prepare you for that. I mean, that is just a different ballgame. I just remember going in there and feeling like I had to survive. It was like a matter of me surviving. So I was like, how do I survive? Like, how do I get, you know, the kids to be able to learn?
We're at Elmhurst Community Prep, a small middle school in East Oakland.
Raheem, Michaela, read them together on three. Okay, when I point them.
I'll read it by myself.
One.
Kids come to special education for really diverse reasons. Their challenges can range from autism to severe emotional disturbances. Just within Stevie's class, she has kids with ADHD, auditory and processing deficits, and intellectual disability.
We're like this little dysfunctional family, and sometimes we get along great.
But like, I've got kids who don't have phonemic awareness, which is something you develop in kindergarten. And then I have kids who can read fluently with ease, you know, and at like a fifth grade or a sixth grade text. So they're on radically different reading levels, so I am not going to teach them the same thing, period.
What these kids do have in common is that general education does not quite work for them. And Stevie sees her purpose as leveling the playing field, not just for these kids during school, but for their lives in general.
When I think about how do we change things and how do we empower people and how do we get rid of poverty, I mean, I see education as being number one. And although I'm not at the top down, I'm, you know, at the bottom, and I love it. Like, that's where you gotta roll up your sleeves and just get it done.
Getting this done on a day-to-day can be hard. Special day classes have kids of all ages. Stevie's range from 11 to 15 years old. And on top of this, she's also teaching content from all subjects. Content usually taught by five or more different middle school teachers. This changes the nature of Stevie's teaching entirely.
When you hear the word in the video, what are you going to do? Who wants to put their arms up?
Nobody.
Okay.
Stevie isn't alone in all of this. Special needs teachers often have assistants throughout the day. Here, it's Sherry Jackson. She grew up in the neighborhood around Elmhurst.
I graduated from this school. My whole family didn't grab my kids. Everybody. It's a pretty rough neighborhood.
It's not that there isn't a lot of community here, she says, but there is violence.
You know, the shooting, it's a lot of that goes around here.
Last year, Oakland's homicide rate was the highest it's been since 2006, more than 130 murders. 18 of those occurred within a mile of Elmhurst Community Prep. Two occurred within a block of this school of 352 kids.
They might be explosive one day. And I'm like, they're just a hot mess. And then I talk to them. And it's like, well, my uncle got shot yesterday. I'm mad.
And Stevie's class reflects other issues that exist outside of Elmhurst's walls.
My school now, it's about 70% Latino, 30% African American. But in my class, it's well over 90% African American boys. I mean, there's something wrong with that.
The makeup of Stevie's class is a stark example of a national reality. Black children are more than twice as likely to be identified as having a disability as white students, and they're more than three times more likely than all other students to be classified as having mental retardation. This pattern has been observed for decades.
It's not that Black boys are just prone to have learning disabilities or dumber than other races. It's like, that's ludicrous. We've already proven that that's not what it is. So what is it then? It's something that's institutionalized and so systematized that people don't see it.
This problem has been discussed by groups ranging from the U.S. Department of Education to the NAACP. In fact, the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act now includes a provision which allows the federal government to monitor and manage this over-identification of minority students in special ed. Stevie thinks it's not enough.
You know, it's like, you know that there's injustices in our society, but then you get in someplace that just highlights all of it, and you're just like, whoa.
In your desk!
The day is a constant stream of seating assignments, teams, and exercises. There is absolutely no downtime, just high expectations. Even the act of saying good job is turned into something she refers to as a positive reinforcement structure. When the class does something good, like sitting in their seats quietly during a transition, she starts placing individual marbles into a jar.
25, right here. If you don't know one of those words, ask me now, because we're about to play a game.
You have to have a really well-structured environment in order to meet all their needs. It's amazing because the kids really thrive when there's structure, when there's things that they can count on, when it's really consistent and predictable. It lowers their anxiety.
You won't be able to hear me giving points, but during this time you can earn points or lose points. Go ahead and close your eyes. This is your time to relax your mind.
Even though Stevie got into this work to fight for social justice, she plans to continue teaching for the rest of her life because of a newer passion, her love for her kids.
And take your first really deep breath in. Breathe in.
In East Oakland, I'm Christine Stelakis for Cross Currents.
And breathe out.